was all a dream. Perhaps you have gone a little mad because you are, after all, a very strange child. Perhaps you had help. How good are you? Do you think that you can face me alone? I can make you think whatever I please. Crivens! Oh, no, not them, said the Queen, throwing up her hands. It wasn't just the Nac Mac Feagles, but also Wentworth, a strong smell of seaweed, a lot of water and a dead shark. They all appeared in mid-air and landed in a heap between Tiffany and the Queen. But a Pictsy was always ready for a fight, and they bounced, rolled, and came up, drawing their swords and shaking seawater out of their hair. "Oh, 'tis you, is it?" said Rob Anybody, glaring up at the Queen. "Face to face wi' ye at last, ye blousty old kalyak that ye are. Ye canna come here, understand? Be off wi' ye! Are ye going to go quietly?" The Queen stamped heavily on him. When she took her foot away, only the top of his head was visible above the turf. "Well, are ye?" he said, pulling himself out as if nothing had happened. "I don't want to have to lose my temper with ye. And it's no good sending your pets against us, cos ye ken we can take them to the cleaners." He turned to Tiffany, who hadn't moved. "You can just leave this to us, Kilda. Us and the Queen, we go way back." The Queen snapped her fingers. "Always leaping into things you don't understand," she hissed. "Well, can you face these?" Every Nac Mac Feagle's sword suddenly glowed blue. Back in the crowd of eerily lit Pictsies, a voice that sounded very much like that of Daft Woolley said, "Ach, we're in real trouble noo." Three figures had appeared in the air a little way away. The middle one, Tiffany saw, had a long red gown, a strange long wig and black tights with buckles on his shoes. The others were just ordinary men, it seemed, in ordinary grey suits. "Oh, you're a hard woman, Queen," said William the Gonagall, "to set lawyers on to us." "See the one on the left there," whimpered a Pictsy. "See, he's got a briefcase. It's a briefcase. Oh, whaley, whaley, a briefcase, whaley." Reluctantly, a step at a time, pressing together in terror, the Nac Mac Feagles began to back away. "Oh, whaley, whaley, he's snapping the clasps," groaned Daft Woolley. "Oh, whaley, 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 'tis the sound of doom when a lawyer does that." "Mr. Rob Anybody, Feagle, and sundry others," said one of the figures in a voice of dread. "There's nobody here of that name," shouted Rob Anybody. "We didn't know anything. We have heard a list of criminal and civil charges, totalling 19,763 separate offences." "We wasn't there," yelled Rob Anybody desperately. "Isn't that right, lads?" "Including more than 2,000 cases of making an affray, causing a public nuisance, being found drunk, being found very drunk, using offensive language, taking into account 97 counts of using language that was probably offensive if anyone else could understand it, committing a breach of the peace, malicious lingering." "It's mistaken identity," shouted Rob Anybody. "It's nooit our fault. We was only standing there and someone else did it and ran away." "Grand theft, petty theft, burglary, housebreaking, loitering with intent to commit a felony."
"We was misunderstood when we was bairns," yelled Rob Anybody. "You're only picking on us cos we're blue. We always get blamed for everything. The police hate us. We wasn't even in the country."
But to groans from the cowering Pictsies, one of the lawyers produced a big roll of paper from his briefcase. He cleared his throat and read out, "Angus Big. Angus Noah's Big as Big Angus. Angus Wee. Archie Big. Archie One-Eyed. Archie Wee Mad." "They've got our names," sobbed Daft Woolley. "They've got our names. It's the prison who's for us." "Objection. I move for a writ of habeas corpus," said a small voice, "and enter a plea of visne faciem capite repletam without prejudice." There was absolute silence for a moment. Rob Anybody turned to look at the frightened Nac Mac Feagles and said,
"Okay, okay, which of you said that?"
The toad crawled out of the crowd and sighed.
"It suddenly all came back to me," it said. "I remember what I was now.
The legal language brought it all back. I'm a toad now, but...